Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 497. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a track from Happy Mondays. That song is called Delightful, and it was on the band's first EP released back in 1985. Though all of the first four EPs have been remastered, released digitally, and they're also available in a special collection called The Early EPs as vinyl, I think limited edition, color, all of those things that came out November 8th. I wasn't terribly familiar with that sort of era of Happy Mondays. I came into later in the Madchester sort of thing, and there was a whole lot of dancing and a whole lot of ecstasy, but that early sort of... Well, we won't say sort of. That very much Joy Division sound there was something new to me, but I like it a lot. Anyway, I got lots of music for you this week, and for some reason it all feels like leather jackets. Let's start here with Baby Shakes. This song is called Down.
Wake up in the morning light. become what you want and what you get. Always be.
Man, that is a troubling release. That is White Reaper with the song Real Long Time. It's on the brand new album You Deserve Love. Came out October 18th on Elektra Records. Yes, Elektra Records have been relaunched, and most of it seems to be reissue stuff, but new music there from Louisville's White Reaper. That album is an interesting one in that it's, some Bay City Rollers in there, some... I don't know, dare I say like Maroon 5? It's an interesting mix, but there are still some twin guitars in there that scream Thin Lizzy, and that's enough to keep me happy. I saw them a few years ago, and they were kind of dicks, and I thought, well, I'm done with that band. But then those songs, they just get me. Before that, we heard from Wildlife. The song was called Neon Nightmare, and that's the A-side of a new two-song single that came out October 11th on Wicked Cool Records, that band based out of New York City. Such a big fan of that band. Before that, we heard from Baby Shakes. The song was called Down, and it's on the new album Cause a Scene, which they put out themselves in September of this year. Also a band out of New York City. And if Baby Shakes aren't playing with Wildlife somewhere, well, that's a shame. Anyway, I guess we should just continue on here. But before I do that, I'll let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, a little something closer to home here. This is Headlight Rivals with Some Ghosts.
Yeah.
what is more leather jackety than a Ramones core band? That is Bambies from Montreal, Quebec. The song's called Black Hands. It's the B-side of a two-song single they're calling the Red Guitar EP. Retta Records just put that 7-inch out October 15th. Before that, we heard from Headlight Rivals from Manhattan, Kansas. The song's called Some Ghosts. It's on the new album Matson. Just came out November 1st on Black Sight Records. That band has everything in common with every band that's ever come out of Manhattan or, I don't know, Eastern Kansas in general. It's Podstar, it's Ultimate Fake Book, it's Dead Girls, it's everything that was on Noisome Records. And all those bands worship the Replacements, and you know what? I do too. So that track there, that works for me. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 497. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit Too Much Rock at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media website, like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. A few things coming up this week. Lana Del Rey is playing at the Uptown on the 14th, Ministry at the Granada on the 19th. On the 20th, Insafarim is playing at the Riot Room. 23rd, Helmet is at the Riot Room. Or Lisa Prank is at the Mini Bar. On the 24th, Sloan is coming to town playing at the Riot Room. 28th, Pigface at the Record Bar. That's about it. I've got everything listed for November. I probably should catch up a little because I will be in town for about a week right around Thanksgiving. So I'm sure there'll be some good shows there. Look at the website. Not a whole lot's popped up there, but I owe a few things there. There are photos and videos and a write-up of that Cowboys, Whiffs, Fast Steady, and Drugs and Addicts show that happened at the Colonial Club. I should have photos up real soon of the various Apocalypse Meow shows that happened a weekend before last, and then last weekend I did catch another show as well, and so there'll be photos up of that Rhino show that was Via Luna and Jorge Arena Trio and Tall Boys. So anyway, that's the website. So let's talk about Tall Boys. That's the last track I'm going to play for you here. A band based out of Kansas City. They put out a self-titled, EP June of last summer. That's 2018, I guess. So that maybe that's summer before last now. I'm just holding on hope here, despite the fact there's not a leaf on the tree. Anyway, so the song I'm going to play is called Radiant Dude. It is the lead track of the Evading Problems EP. As I said, that came out in 2018. So we're going to end things here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.